रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवन कांटो थर्ड चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 22। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री नारद उवाच, इति उक्त्वादि भवो देवो भक्षितांगं पिप्लिके कमंडलो जलेनोक्षाद् दिव्येन मोगरादशा। श्री नारद उवाच, इति उक्त्वादि भवो देवो भक्षितांगं पिप्लिके कमंडलो जले नक्षद दिव्येन मोघराधशा। श्री नारद उवाच, इति उक्त्वादि भवो देवो भक्षितांगं पिप्लिके कमंडलो जले नक्षद दिव्येन मोघराधशा। प्लीज रिपीट। सीताङ्गं पिप्लिके मण्डलो जले नक्षत् दिव्येन मोघराधशा। नारायण उवाच, देवो सीताङ्गं पिप्लिके दिव्येन मोघराधशा। श्रीनारायण उवाच, युक्ता भवो देवो भक्षितांगं पिप्लिके कमंडलो जलेनोक्षात् दिव्येन मोघराधशा। माताजी सॉरी। इति युक्त्वा भवो देवो अंगम पिप्लिके कमंडलो देनुक्षा दिव्येन मोघराधशा। माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। श्री नारद उवाच, श्री नारद मुनि सेड, इति दस उक्त्वा सेइंग आदि भव लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा द ओरिजिनल लिविंग क्रिएचर विद इन दिस यूनिवर्स देव द प्रिंसिपल डेमिगॉड भक्षितांगम हिरण्यकश्यपुस बॉडी which had been almost completely eaten piplike by the ants, kamandalu from the special water pot in the hands of Lord Brahma, jalena by water, akshat sprinkled Divyena, which was spiritual, not ordinary. Amogha, without fail. Radhasa, whose power. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Sri Narad Muni continued, after speaking this verse to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Brahma, the original being of this universe, who is extremely powerful, sprinkle transcendental, infallible spiritual water from His Kamandalu upon Hiranyakashipu's body, which had been eaten away by ants and moths. Thus, He enlivened Hiranyakashipu. Purport. Lord Brahma is the first created being within this universe and is empowered by the Supreme Lord to create. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye, the Adi Dev or Adi Kavi. The first living creature was personally taught by Supreme Personality of Godhead through the heart. There was no one to teach Him. But since the Lord is situated within Brahma's heart, Brahma was educated by the Lord Himself. Lord Brahma, being specially empowered, is infallible in doing whatever He wants. This is the meaning of the word Amogha Radhasa. He desired to restore Hiranyakashipu's original body, and therefore, by sprinkling transcendental water from His water pot, He immediately did so. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Nirtam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Tadatishva Padandikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Haripri. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Badaya Krishna Mishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinam. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Prachari Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desa Dhana. Hare Krishna. So in this chapter 3, from last few classes we are discussing how this Hiranyakashipu was planning to become immortal and wanted to take highest position, and he was desiring to become a controller of entire universe. So there is a desire to become a Ishvara, so he can take better position even from Lord Brahma. He was planning like that. Srila Prabhupada writes in one of his purport, he was even planning to take the position of Lord Brahma Himself. But then Srila Prabhupada mentions Lord Brahma's age is very long. He cannot do that much tapasya also, whatever Lord Brahma has did it. So in introduction, Srila Prabhupada writes this. Hiranyakashipu wanted to become immortal. He wanted not to be conquered by anyone, and not to be attacked by old age and disease, and not to be harassed by any opponent. So this is desire, like demonic desire, which a living entity has, which can be seen in every individual living entity. How we have desire to conquer or to become a controller of a particular area or particular task or particular city or some people. This Hiranyakashipu was showing this all this thing, and this can be seen in all living beings. We always try to become a controller and try to rule over others. And living being, like from time immemorial, like we can see science and so many experiments has done, how body should not die. They are working on this. So this is tendency to how we can become immortal. In medicine, medical line, or people are trying various way to become immortal. Like earlier, these demons also were very clever. And they were knowing that this artificial means will not make immortal. So they know this. So they perform this tapasya, austerity, and they adopted the spiritual path to become immortal. Because they also have this understanding ki I am not this body, I am the soul. So that's why they work on spiritual platform. Whereas we see the modern society where we are trained up from very child ki how material things and material education and material facilities and economic development will make you the immortal. And one day will come when we will grow our technology in a such a way where nobody will die or everybody will become happy in this world. And people are exhibiting through this their technologies to that supreme power. Like we see the different nations, they are developing nuclear technology and defense power and various way. Why? To show their supremacy over the others. Here Hiranyakashipu was also planning the same thing. Ki how I will please Lord Brahma and get such a power ki I will never die. So he has a plan, he has set some benediction in his mind. I will ask such benediction. So even Lord Brahma also not immortal. Sri Sri Radharas Bihari ji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, "A Brahma Bhuvandal Loka." This from Brahma to ant, no one is there who is remain here, who will remain here forever. Even though here Srila Prabhupada write in his purport ki how Lord Brahma is the first living creature created by Lord himself. So everything comes from Lord. So here tendency ki how to remove the God and we will become a God. That's why in today's society people are propagating this agenda ki there is a no God, we don't require all this spiritual life, we don't have to practice devotional life. And they are practicing various way. They are trying, they are propagating, broadcasting through media, newspaper, various channels, and they are trying to remove the God from the society. This is another Hiranyakashipu mentality. So they can become God. Their technology will become God. But they are forgetting ki the root causes of everything is Krishna himself. So when this Hiranyakashipu was performing very severe austerity, entire demigods and whole creation got disturbed. So this is not divine quality, demonic quality. In one of song, Vaishnava song, Sri Bhaktivinod Thakur writes ki how people are happy with others, you know, when they see others are dukhi, para sukhe dukhi, sada mithya basi, para dukha sukha karo. And always they are absorbed in then nij sukho lagi pape nahi dori daya hina swarth paro. So for their own nij sukho, for their own sense gratification, they will disturb entire universe. They don't mind for their own happiness how many troubles are other getting, because somehow I should be happy, I should be satisfied at the cost of others' distress. So Hiranyakashipu was also saying, so you can see in today's world people are trying to develop all this technology, but at the cost of what? At the end they don't bother ki how it will give troubles to other. We have seen all histories ki how people misuse this technology, and others living beings and other living entities, they got suffered so much problems. So they never thought of it. Continuously attack on each other. This age of Kali, Srila Prabhupada, that already people are fighting with each other. Even small, small things, we cannot remain together. Very, very small things, we are ready to fight. So, where is the question of peace and establishment in the society? So, there is no question, till that this controlling mentality is there in the society. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, ki how these people are having mentality ki to disturb others on their own sense gratification. They don't bother about others. Then he says, Nidra alasya hata sukare virata akare udyogi ami pratishta lagya satya acharana loba hata sada kami. He said, I am conquered by sleep and laziness, and I am always averse to pious activities, but I am very enthusiastic to perform impious activities. I always cheat others for my prestige, and I am conquered by greed, and I am always lusty. He is very humble, humility by saying about him, ki I am. But this is the picture of the world and all living entities. Ki how this mentality, ki people are becoming want more sleepy and laziness, and always they want to do impious activities. Like this Kali Yuga is prohibited about four regulative principles: no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. But we see in society these things are very much promoted. If another aspect, the devotees, they don't practice all these four prohibitions. So that's why society thinks ki remove the all this concept of religion, then we can do sense gratification. That's why they say ki no need of Bhagavad Gita, no need of Srimad Bhagavatam, kuch hai nahi, just God is everywhere, no need to go temple and no need to read Gita. Only we have to see how growth will happen, how economic development will happen in the society. Why there is a need of all this scripture? Because they are interested in sense gratification. If they think, if suppose they accept all this Bhagavatam and Gita, then they have to stop their sense gratification. They cannot do sense gratification. So rather than to accept, so they reject. So they have free license to enjoy, and they can become a controller. Like Sri Prabhupada writes, ki living entity is by nature is servant, das, that is philosophy. So every living entity has his own master. But what happens? Like master will get servant, but servant will always think ki how I will become a master. He will always try to occupy the position of the master. So that is our, like we are the servant of the Krishna, we are the das, but still we have tendency to become a boss. That's why all living entity has come to this material world to become a boss. So Srila Prabhupada gives one example from Chaitanya Charitamrita, ki there was one jamindar called Subhudi Roy. So he was big jamindar. He appointed one servant, a Muslim boy, for his service. So he was a small boy. So he used to keep him like as his son. But sometime he was having a, because of his bad habit to steal money and other things. So he used to chastise him and used to beat him by the some stick. Sorry. So he used to beat him by stick. So like that it was going on. But one day later on this Muslim boy become the king of the Bengal. And when he was, once upon a time he was with his wife, so wife saw this mark on his back. And she asked, what is this mark? What is this, how you got this mark on his back? Then he told all the stories, ki when I was child, I used to serve this Subodhi Roy. But sometime I was having bad habits of stealing the money and all. So that's why he used to punish me. So he was not much bother about punishment. But his wife got very much disturbed. And she was telling him, no, you have to kill him. You have to kill him. Come on. Because how he can beat you? So like that, because of the agitation from his wife, he once threw a water from his pot on this Subodhi Roy and declared now he is become Muslim. So like this, here we can see tendency how the servant boy become the master of Subodhi Roy. So this tendency here in Hiranyakashipu, even though he is a living being, and by his austerity, by some power, which is actually comes from Lord Krishna only, like Lord Krishna only empowered to Lord Brahma, the first living being, and imparted all knowledge unto him on his heart directly. There was no book, no teacher. When you are alone, who will teach? You are the first person. There is no universe, no material world, nothing around you. So where you will go? It's like you enter some city and nobody is around you. You are the only person. Then whom you will ask where to go, left or right, what is this city, how we will come to know about your origin? So such position is of Lord Brahma, then what to speak other living being? So sometime Srila Prabhupada said, even you practice spiritual life, the Lord will give you some opulence, some prestige, some power in the society. That is a natural. Like Srila Prabhupada preached all over world. So he also got success. Whatever the money, temples, disciples. But then how you get, use it. And if you remain not affected and you use in Krishna service, then it is best. But if you become polluted by all these things, then it will become a obstacle in your spiritual life. Because you get attached to all this name, fame and power. So that was Srila Prabhupada saying. So when you will do tapasya, you will get some kind of siddhi. Here Hiranyakashipu did perform very much tapasya with a desire to become a master of the universe. But who is the master? That already Srila Prabhupada quotes one wonderful verse from 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. How the opulence of the Absolute. Because we have forgotten, we are trying to increase our own opulence. But all opulence comes from Lord Krishna. The origin is the Lord Krishna of the all opulence. So in 41 and 42 verse, Lord Krishna saying, not that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creation spring from but a spark of my splendor. But what the need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge, with a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. So in earlier verses he is saying, I am this, I am sun, I am the moon, everything comes from me, all seven sages comes from me. So many opulences showing, but the end of saying, why you want to know so much detail? This is what I am speaking, this is just spark of my opulence. And at the end he is removing all concepts and giving a final, whatever This knowledge, you see, this is just a single fragment of myself, the single fragment of the Lord, which pervades and supports entire universe. So, if people, person like Hiranyakasipu gets some siddhi, nothing is there. Entire universe is just a single spark of Lord. So, these are the power of opulence of the Lord. So many places Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita already claimed, Bhoktaram Yagatapasa Sarva Loke Maheshwaram. And so many verses, Matasthani Sarva Bhutani Na Chaham Teso Avasita. It's in everything comes from me. All universes, all living beings, I am the seed giving father. So when we get knowledge, we understand ki what I am nothing. Srila Prabhupada always used to say, those devotees used to get puffed up, like once upon a time, Srila Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was asking him, ki how sometime I feel I am a temple president of this temple, and I become, this makes me pride. He said, what, when you get pride, you should think ki there are so three universes, and among that there is a small planet called Earth planet. And from on the Earth planet, there is a small nation called India. And in that India, a small city is Bombay, Mumbai. And this, and full Bombay also, there is a small place called Juhu. And this Juhu place, there is a very small land called Hare Krishna land. And you are president of this small Hare Krishna land. So what is a big deal? So there is a learning for us. Specifically when I was reading this, so that makes an embarrassment, because this tendency is there to control and over others and to show okay, I am something. There is always tendency there. So what is the formula Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives in this Vaishnava song? He says ki now there is no solution of this thing. Because now I am getting old. So now I don't have any power. So when we are young, and the power will remain some time. So when time will go, gradually your power will go reduce according to age. So everybody has their own time. So in that time you are hero of the particular area or some services. Once upon a time, Radhe Sam Prabhu was telling in his one of the lecture, this question asked by devotees, ki how, you know, where we are expert in some field, there we get pride. So how to deal with this? Because in your expertise, specifically, this pride comes where you are expert. Suppose if some devotee or some person is expert in one field, so he will show, ki how I am here best. And he will tell others and he will challenge others, come on, now you come and beat me. But where is your weak area? The area which is your weak, there you will always show your humility. Humility will come by nature. Haan Prabhuji, kaise karna? How to do it? Can you tell me? Because this is not our area, this is our weak area. So that reminds us ki we don't know, like we cannot do everything. We are a very minute. You may be good in one service or one area, so there you will show your power. But when you see more powerful than you will show your humility. So that's why Srila Prabhupada also recommended, when you get pride, you see higher things, bigger than you, nothing. So that mood we can develop, ki how our devotees, how other devotees are better than me in every aspect of area, which I learned, which was a discussion in the ISKCON Leads program, which I remember when I was preparing for this lecture. So different here things are given. This Lord Brahma, how he was, I was talking about how devotee will get empowerment. Here also Srila Prabhupada mentions the quality of Lord Brahma, Amogha Radasa, means whatever he was desiring, he was empowered to do whatever he wants. So when it's empowered by Lord or devotee, sometime like guru, spiritual master gives instruction, or sometimes some senior devotee also gives instruction. So with instruction, we get empowerment also of doing this task or any service to the Lord. Like here, Lord only told Brahma, you do creation. But he was not knowing how to do, what to do. But that empowerment came from Krishna only, and he got all the knowledge, whatever required. So one senior devotee was telling me, I was discussing with him, ki Prabhuji, how we can do so many services you are doing. You are expert in so many fields. He said, no, you should have desire to do service. If you have desire to do service, then Lord will arrange some devotees and you will get that quality also. You should have desire and do sincere efforts, then you will get that qualities to the service for the Lord. It's not that you have to become very PhD or something in that service, then only you will able to do. It's just empowerment comes by instruction. So he was stressing this point, empowerment comes by instruction. Does not mean ki only empowerment will come from Krishna. That is because we have disciplic succession. So it will come through your guru, through your Shiksha guru, and we can exhibit the service given by us. So here, and whatever desire is there of spiritual activity or some spiritual desire, Srila Prabhupada said there is no point ki one can remain aloof from having a desire. Desire can be there, but desire should be changed from material desire to spiritual desire. So it's all right if devotee thinks big for Krishna's service, that's all right, because there is no question of having no desire. Like that. Because devotees are personal, not impersonal. Even though you may be pure devotee or you may be practicing devotee, there will be you must have your desires, how I can serve better way to the Lord. And that will, then one will get empowerment. So here Lord Brahma, how he restored Hiranyakashipu's original body, which again proves all the verses of second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, ki how this body is temporary, but spirit is eternal. So Srila Prabhupada said in this purport, ki Lord Krishna, like Atma and Paramatma, both are eternal. So already we are immortal. We are not supposed to die, because we are the spirit soul. We are not this body. Body is supposed to die. So this concept somehow missing, which there is a book called Missing Link. So what is a missing link? We are missing that I am not this body. We think I am this body. And we try to practice whole life how we can remain here. So you can always remain without body also. Here Hiranyakashipu, even his whole body got finished, eaten by the ant. Still here Lord Brahma, who was supremely power, and he gave him a new body again by sprinkling his magic water from his pot. And thus he got enlivened and he got more powerful. And whatever later on he did, he disturbed, because when you get empowerment, full power, then what he use? So sometimes we may do tapasya and we get some siddhis, or we may get some empowerment, like you practice celibacy or some morning program, evening program, but then what is the use of that? If you are not using in Krishna service, then it will be definitely misuse some other way. So this is always there. So this we have to learn from this episode, ki having this tendency of controlling the whole world and master, becoming a master. So we should not forget our original master, who is Krishna. which is said in here Bhagavad Gita also, how Lord is the Adi main, beginning. He said, I am the beginning, I am the middle, and I am the end. All, everywhere I am there. So here I would like to stop, because there is no much purport in this verse. So if anybody have any questions or comment. I will request some senior devotees if they can answer. You have answer if you only can guide. So I will request some devotees if they can answer this question. Asim Prabhu will answer. Yeah. I also heard, like, when Tamal Krishna Maharaj was living, he was already knowing he will not back to the Mayapur, because when he left Mayapur, he was talking to some devotees, I may not come back, and he was telling them what to do, what is next. He has given some plan. And because devotees are not worried about where they will die. Wherever they will die, there is always they will go spiritual world. It's led Vaishnavare Kriya Mudra Vigyanera Bujaya. There is a saying of Bhakti Siddhanta Ji. So we cannot understand what happened, how it happened. But anything with happens, devotee is not something wrong, because that is different prospectus, you know. Some devotee may leave their body on the, I have seen platform, some hospital, some other than outside Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada says, wherever devotees are there, that is Vrindavan. You can create Vrindavan anywhere. So it's a consciousness, like when Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was having this disease of cancer. So devotee asked him, Maharaj, can we take you to Vrindavan? So he said, no need, I better, I will leave this body in the battlefield. So he preferred to live in Africa only rather than to come Vrindavan. So that is devotee's mood. For them, like I heard Jayapataka Maharaj also recently, when he left, means they came out of that ICU from hospital. So he also said same thing. Why I will not, do not like to die in hospital. Better I would like to die in the battlefield. While preaching I would like to leave this body. So that is the spirit and mission of our ISKCON and all devotees, whoever we see, acharyas also. So these are, I can say, these are all externals. It's not very much important. Whatever Krishna does, that is the best for that devotee. So that is what my understanding. Thank you, Anand. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji would like to say something. Species.
Out of which around 350 to 400 species are those which are looked in good, which cannot be seen. Virus, disease causing living entities, they cannot be seen. In that mind, there is something called good and prey. So those are also living entities. They can be realized or felt. So what I want to understand is, there is a man-made desire also for killing them, so much violence is there in the world. But in those depths, is there completion of one lifetime? What is the spirituality behind it? Spiritual knowledge behind it? That is the
yeah.
I want,
I understand.
If somebody is dying, say life, normal death, okay, that is your process, your plan to go. But if something is curtailed in between, artificial, man-made, then whether it is complete or whether it is not, whether it goes into that particular category, or what is
it? See, as far as I understand, this law of nature is not very easy to understand. Even see, Lord Krishna also says, Uddhava and 11th canto, very difficult to understand how law of nature is working. So specifically, human being species, they have this free will and they have the higher understanding. Whereas other species, they don't know what is suicide and what is there. Bhagavad Gita and all knowledge is not for them. So whatever happening, according to law of nature, things are going on. But at least in human life, you have this understanding, ki, this knowledge is for you, Bhagavad Gita you can read. So here, suicide is not recommended because that is not completion of life.
Talks about lifetime, talks about complete life, talks about incomplete life. Any reference to that one?
Oh, sorry. I don't know about Garuda Purana. Okay. If some other devotees knows, then they can give feedback. Siddhi Lalsa Mataji wanted to speak. Yeah. Thank you. So I will stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.